It's too small.
This is the aquarium episode of PMK. It's going to be huge. Today, I get to help build one of the largest aquariums in the world.
No, still too small.
And what about this one?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had to help a sea lion blow its nose? It might look fun, but it's snot.
No.
And we show you how to keep your shark happy.
No.
Bigger!
Well, we have one more in the back.
Pretty nice!
We'll take it.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids!
Hello,
and I'm Jay.
Are you okay in there?
Sure. I've been spending a lot of time in the water lately. It's great. Why?
I don't know. Something about you looks weird.
What?
Did you remember all your equipment?
I think so. Flippers, mask, wetsuit.
What about your air tank?
Oh, man. Excuse me.
It's amazing how clear you sounded underwater.
All on his own, we call it a roundabout. Off you go, Ben. Very nice.
This is the sea lion show, and you know what they say. It ain't over till that sea lion roars. Or something like that.
Say good afternoon to the star of our sea lion show, Ben Jeffrey. Good job.
May be smart, but the trainers have to give them a lot of attention after the show. Come on, let's go down there and see what they do.
All right, how are you, big guy?
What's the difference between Guthrie and sea lions in the wild?
Well, one of the things that is different is their diet. All the fish that we feed them is analyzed, so we know exactly what we're giving them in terms of calories and fat content.
What's his favorite?
His favorite fish is probably herring.
He probably eats a lot of it because he's huge. Do they ever get sick?
Yeah, they do, and that's one of the reasons that we do regular checkups. We take blood samples, listen to their heart. Excellent, Guthrie. Good job. You know what, Alicia? There's something else I need to do, and I need your help for it.
Okay, what do you want me to do?
Well, what we need to do is we need to collect a mucus sample for a lab analysis.
Mucus? What
yeah,
for?
Well, they can get upper respiratory illness, things like that. If we get a mucus sample sent into the lab, we can find out whether there's any potential for them being sick.
Okay.
I want you to hold the petri dish about 5 or 6 inches in front of his face. Hold it up so it's facing his nose, though,
okay.
Like that.
Right.
And then when you say blow, and I'll move my hand.
Okay. Blow. Oh.
What's going on, guy? It's pretty gross, isn't it? Listen, I've got to run this up to the lab. Could you do me a big favor?
Okay.
I've got to get things shut down for the night. Why don't you take this, brush his teeth for me, okay? And make sure you turn out the lights and lock the doors before you leave. I'll see you later, okay?
Are you serious? Open your mouth really wide. Come on, I gotta brush those teeth. Open for me. Open sesame. Ah, it worked. Yes. Okay. Open sesame. Your teeth are black. Is this normal? Oh, you got bad breath.
These people are looking through the largest window in the world. It's at the Monterey Bay Aquarium in California. Installing it was no easy job. The window is 4.5 meters, or 15 feet high, and as long as a railway car. Instead of glass, they used acrylic because it's lighter. Even so, the workers had to use a lot of muscle to put the window in place. This baby weighs 35,000 kilos. That's 78,000 pounds. You can't see the top, bottom, or sides of the tank. It just looks like the deep blue sea. Although you might feel like you could reach out and touch the fish, the window is over a foot thick. And it's a good thing because it has to be strong enough to hold back over 1 million gallons of water. That's like 40 swimming pools.
What?
You have to keep the water in an aquarium clean or else fish die. Why? When fish breathe, water goes in their mouths and out slits on the sides of their bodies called gills. Gills take the oxygen out of the water and transfer it into the fish's bloodstream. Just like our lungs take oxygen out of the air we breathe and into our bodies. And just like when we breathe, we make a gas called carbon dioxide, which isn't healthy for us in large amounts. When fish breathe, they create a chemical called ammonia, which can kill fish even in small amounts.
Aww.
So, how do you get rid of ammonia?
Yeah.
With bacteria. The bacteria turns the deadly ammonia into less harmful chemicals called nitrates. To help grow bacteria, you need stuff for the bacteria to grow on, like rocks, gravel, and decorations, and lots of oxygen. A filter will help add oxygen to the water. The bacteria breaks down deadly ammonia into nitrates. Fish can tolerate reasonably high levels of nitrates, but after a while, they too become deadly. So, how do you get rid of nitrates? Change the water.
Okay.
You shouldn't change all of the water all at once. Changing all of the water will get rid of the helpful bacteria. On average, you should change a quarter of the water every 2 weeks. By following these suggestions, your fish should live for a long, long time.
Multiple choice question. These guys are A, smiling, or B, they're hungry sharks with sharp teeth. The answer is neither. They're not exactly smiling, but they're definitely not hungry either, which is a good thing for these guys. The sharks may not be smiling, but these people believe they're happy.
Hi, my name's Chris, and I'm the facility's operations manager. That means I'm responsible for the tank our sharks live in right here.
Our giant ocean tank is one of the largest glass fish tanks in the world. Our windows get dirty just like any windows, and we need scuba divers to clean them.
The sharks live in an exhibit that recreates a tropical environment. You may ask yourself, why don't the sharks eat any of the other animals? Well, there's a very good reason for that. In the wild, most sharks only eat once or twice a week, but here, they're fed twice a day.
No. I'm not dinner, I just serve dinner. My name is Jennifer and I'm assistant aquarist. Some sharks are dangerous and occasionally attack humans, but that's usually a case of mistaken identity. In fact, they much prefer mackerel, so that's what we give them, and we spice it up with vitamins. We use a feed and stick to create a safe distance between our hands and the shark's mouth. I guess you can say we spoon feed our sharks. This way we know they get what they need.
All the conditions are there for our sharks to be happy. Personally, I think they're a little bit spoiled.
Another dive with the sharks, and I'm still alive. I guess I'm the one that's spoiled.
Rescuing injured animals is part of an aquarium's job. At SeaWorld, they help stranded animals who have washed up on the shore or been hurt. This is a manatee. Its flipper got caught in a fishing net. They carefully bandage it up. Back at SeaWorld, researchers watch over the manatee and take special care of it until one day they can return it to its home.
Hey, this is Charlie live from Jay's room. Pop quiz, what is an ecosystem?
Charlie's experiment!
Not echo, eco. It's a self-contained circuit where nature takes care of itself. And today, we're gonna make an ecosystem that you can keep in your very own room! It's It's like having an aquarium that you never have to clean, because let's face it, nobody likes to clean! And the best part is you never have to feed the fish. All you need is a desk lamp with a 60-watt bulb. A 3 to 4 liter jar. It's about a gallon. 4 aquatic plants like the kabamba. The kabamba, I like that word. The kabamba man, the kabamba might be... Okay, never mind. The kabamba gives off a lot of oxygen. And a small plant-eating fish called the flying fox. 1 kilogram or 2.2 pounds of aquarium gravel. 8 aquarium snails and 1 fishnet. Make sure everything is clean and soap-free. Same for the gravel. Rinse it like you've never rinsed before. Okay, now pour the gravel in the jar and fill it with water till it's approximately 10 centimeters from the top. Now we have to let it sit for a while so the chlorine that's in the water evaporates. About 48 hours. Woo-hoo! 48 hours. Now, take 3 of the plants and put them in the gravel. Take the 4th and let it float on top and close the jar. Now it's time to expose the plants to the light. This will help make the oxygen that the fish and the snails need. Snails and fish need oxygen just like us. Without it, the light has to stay on 24 hours a day until the oxygenation process is done. How long will that take, you ask? Hey, how long will that take anyway? 5 days! You see that green color? With time, algae forms. Now, algae may be a little gross in the swimming pool, but for the flying fox and snails, it's a full course meal. Now, all you have to do is keep the lights on for at least 16 hours a day, or leave them on all the time if you think you're going to forget. This should last for months. Talk about low-maintenance pets. The snails and fish eat the algae that the plants make, and they produce waste for the plants to eat. Fish and snails produce carbon dioxide for plants, who turn it into oxygen, which, like I said before, fish and snails need to breathe. It's a complete ecosystem in your bedroom. It's alive! It's alive! Would anybody mind if I take just a little nap? I've been up for about a week.
At aquariums like SeaWorld, the National Aquarium in Baltimore, and Shedd in Chicago, animal trainers teach dolphins and whales many behaviors. They train them to hold still during an exam so the vet can take a blood sample or inspect their mouth and teeth. They reward its good behavior by giving it a pat or a treat, just like you do with your dog. Gradually, they learn that when it does what the trainer has asked it to do, it gets a reward. Sometimes just a splash of water or a toot from a whistle. Look at baby Shamu copying his mother. That's how he learns. The trainer works in little steps. They start with the ball close to the dolphin's nose. When he touches it, he gets a reward. Then they hold the ball a little farther and do the same thing. Gradually, the dolphin figures out that when it touches its nose to the ball, it gets a reward. Until one day, it can do this.
This is what an aquarium under construction looks like. It's the Long Beach Aquarium of the Pacific, and it's going to be one of the largest and most technologically advanced exhibitions ever. You could fit 3 football fields underneath its roof, and this tank behind me is going to be the biggest one in the aquarium.
It's going to be 2 stories high, and it'll hold about as much water as 15 swimming pools. But making fish comfortable and happy takes a lot more than just filling up a tank with water. You have to build a home for them, like by making fake coral reef.
In the wild, fish use nooks and crannies and crevices to hide from their natural predators. We have to create all those hiding places for them.
Well, I'm here to help the little fish, so let's get busy.
Making artificial rock and coral reef takes iron bars and wire. Since they have about a bazillion different shapes, we bend the bars into different shapes. Can you see this rock starting to take shape?
But we're not done yet. We have to add texture now.
Why?
Well, because a rock without texture is kind of like a house without furniture. You could live in a house without furniture, but you probably wouldn't be happy.
All right.
So we put texture in to make the fish happy.
Now it's time for interior decorating. Leave it up to me. In this crevice, I see a fish dining room. A little bit more to the right. No, not too much. Perfect. Texture, people. I need texture. It's like wallpaper for the fish. And when it's all done, this is what a tropical fish habitat, Pacific Coast style, looks like.
These are the lucky tenants moving in. Meet Aurora, a beluga whale at the Vancouver Aquarium. If you think she looks overweight, it's not just because almost half her weight is blubber or fat. She's about to give birth to a calf, Kila.
Hey, Jay, look at these fish. They look just like Charlie. Hey, what are you doing?
It's a virtual aquarium program for the computer. You feed the fish every day, make sure the water's clean.
And if you don't?
They die.
Do you flush it down a computer toilet?
No, but it's good for people who don't have enough room for an aquarium or to see if they're responsible enough for real fish.
Sounds cool, but are you sure it's a good idea doing it here in front of all these aquariums?
Why?
Well, the screen is pretty small, and once the fish see the big tank...
Get back in the computer!
Come on, get back in the computer. Come on, guys! Looks like you're gonna have to get some new fish.
I'm going fishing, but this is a different kind of fishing trip. Today I won't be catching fish, but collecting them. I'm with a team of divers from the Long Beach Aquarium in the Pacific. These guys are in charge of populating the new aquarium with 12,000 living creatures from this ocean. That's a lot of fish. This is Matt. He's one of the senior aquarists at the aquarium. So what kind of fish are we looking for today?
We're out here today at Catalina Island, and we've got a wish list that helps us make our exhibits look like the real thing. And this is what we'd like to go for today, are kelp fish and rockfish and maybe some perch. These are our fish baskets.
Okay.
And we use these to hold on to the fish once we get them. We go ahead and put them right in there.
All right.
We need you to take care of things up top, and you'll be hanging on to one of these.
Okay, sounds simple enough. Let's go.
Great.
So, collecting fish is a skill, right?
Right. We have to outsmart them, so we need a strategy.
Leave it up to me.
This looks like the spot. I'm gonna go down and join the others, and I'll be back in just a minute to see what we get.
Okay. To collect the fish, we use a barrier net. We set it up between rocks or coral reef so that the fish can't get away by swimming sideways. Once the net is in position, the fun begins. We wait a bit until the fish on our wish list come around. Then we herd them into the net. Fish get caught in it, and we scoop them up with smaller hand nets and store them in the bucket.
So I guess this was a pretty good day.
Yeah, it was. We didn't get exactly what we wanted, but we did get animals that we had hoped for that are on our wish list.
Is it true fish live longer in captivity than they do in the wild?
Yes, it is. Feed them better in captivity, and they really don't have to worry about larger predators.
Larger predators like these hungry sharks. Well, sorry guys, to see our fish, you'll have to come visit the aquarium. These jellyfish at the Monterey Bay Aquarium are not fish at all. Jellies are 95% water and have no bones, brain, heart, or real eyes. They've been around 650 million years. That's even before the dinosaurs. To move, they either drift with the current or they pulsate to change direction. If you've come across one on the beach after a storm, it looks like a blob of goo. In the water, though, it's the most beautiful swimmer in the ocean. But be careful, some of them sting.
Oh, good thing we had this dinghy.
Yeah, those goldfish sure get pretty mean when they're in big groups. See if it's safe to paddle back to the end of the tank yet.
Okay. Not yet.
Well, hopefully we'll be out of here by next week.
Yeah, see you next time on another episode of Popular Mechanics for Kids. Hey, I know. Why don't you just swim to the edge of the tank really, really fast?
You really care about me, don't you?